What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Yeah, there's no Dibs today. Grandy is here. Everybody, say hi to Grandy.
Happy Thursday.
And that is more than we can say for Juwan Jennings.
Yeah.
Or any 49er receivers for that matter. Now, D. Winters, let's talk defense. He will be here in 15 minutes.
I'm excited to talk to D.
I am too. I'm excited about D. This year.
And I'm excited to find out what the defense is just as a whole.
The D.
The
D
defense.
And the D.
Yeah.
I am too. I actually feel very good about them, other than, like, I do want to know who's going to be healthy and on that defensive line. And then they feel young, so therefore, like, what is the actual in-season productivity of that group? But for me, probably way too much talk about Brock Purdy's weapons. Brock Purdy's number one weapon is not going to even be on his side of the ball. Brock Purdy's number one weapon will be that defense. And I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. So will Greg Cosell. We'll play it for you a little bit later, maybe even sooner rather than later. but I'm going to continue to bang this drum, and you will not get me off of this hill. The 49ers' problem last year had nothing to do with offense. Nothing to do with offense. No, again, I'm not saying they
were. It could have to do with offense, just maybe not as much about Brock Purdy as some say.
Even that, like, you can say, oh, they weren't healthy, and Brandon this, and Debo that, and Christian over here. That's all true. I'm not saying that they were throwing their best pitch. What I'm saying is what they still had on that side of the ball would have been enough to be a competitive football team had the defense not been a joke. And the defense was a total joke. They couldn't stop the run. Then they started having their injuries. That defense was terrible. You had free agent signings walking off the field. You had a defensive coordinator who wouldn't even put sprinkles on his vanilla ice cream. They were a joke. And that is how you will fix the 49ers this year. play better defense. Robert Saleh, you're up.
They have to be better defensively, yes. Obvious. If you were to, like, just in general ask what was the worst half of the Niners team last year, offense or defense, I think everybody would say the defense. The offense had their issues, and even going beyond injuries, I mean, in the red zone, terrible.
Absolutely.
Disgusting. And absolutely, they got to be way better in the red zone. In addition to being better defensively, you put those two things together, they're going to win double-digit games, in my opinion, if that happens. So we shall see. But Dee Winters is going to be a big part of it defensively, because he's, in all likelihood, hasn't been officially announced, he's going to be the starter opposite Fred Warner come week one. And if he's healthy, he'll be there all year long.
He's your new Greenlaw.
Yep.
Dee Winters, coming up here in 10 minutes, your new Dre Greenlaw.
I'm going to miss Dre Greenlaw so much.
I don't know if I'm going to miss Dre Greenlaw.
Even if Dee Winters is good, I'm going to miss Dre Greenlaw.
I mean, we love Dre Greenlaw. I loved his energy. I will never forget. He's got to go down. He's got to go down. Like, I'll never forget.
In the Packers game, right?
In the Packers game.
Yep.
I mean, that was one of those moments where, like, joy and fear.
He ran for like 15 seconds.
Totally. Like, joy and fear made love to each other. And we sat there for 10 seconds not knowing which one we wanted to listen to. We're like, we won the game. And then it's like, I think. Wait a minute. What's happening here? And then he finally went down and they won the football game and went on to the next week. So look, Dre Greenlaw, you know, all the way back to all of the great plays, the goal line stand in Seattle.
As a rookie.
Yeah, all of the things that Dre Greenlaw brought, you'll miss that. But if Dee Winters is awesome, you'll get over it.
You get over pretty quick.
Yeah. That's football.
I'm honestly really, really excited about the linebacker core as a whole, because you got Fred. You know what Fred is. You have a good idea who Dee Winters is. Nick Martin, rookie out of Oklahoma State. I liked what I saw from him in preseason game number two. And then Tatum Bethune, a late round pick last year. He was all over the place in Vegas, and I know it's just preseason games, so you know, we don't need to take that too aggressively and make any crazy decisions based off that tape. But I think the linebacker room has the potential to be the strength of the defense, and that might say more about the defensive line and maybe some of the guys you have in the secondary as opposed to everyone in that linebacker core.
Yeah.
But I think the linebacker core is going to be pretty damn good.
I think it's deeper, and again, this is where, for me, Robert Saleh comes into play. I think he'll have them doing more. I think that they're going to have a much better effort at disguising things, and one of the reasons I am cautiously optimistic about the 49ers season is that Saleh is going to bring in the disguise, and the quarterbacks they're going against are disguisable. I'll make up a word. Like, again, you don't have too many games against those guys who can, at an elite level, just pick you apart if you are not fully up to snuff. They can try to fool you, and they've got a lot of quarterbacks on their schedule who you can fool. And so I do think Saleh is going to have a measure of success with that.
Yeah. The defense is, on one hand, scary, and on the other hand, really intriguing, because you have so many unknowns. The range of outcomes is incredibly wide.
Yeah.
You could have a defense that maybe doesn't get there in the same way, but is, in terms of end results, relatively similar to last year if the rookies, the youngsters, don't hit. But you could also have, on the flip side, you get like three or four of these youngsters that suddenly prove to be starters, starting level in the NFL, and you have a really good defense.
Yep.
Or anywhere in between. Like, the range of outcomes for the defense is crazy this year, and it's probably going to look different week one, week two, week three than it will week 13, week 14.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, that's a great phrase this year, the range of outcomes. I mean, because I sort of feel that on both sides of the ball, right?
Yeah, but specifically defense for me, but yeah.
I agree with you, but I do think that we are probably, and this is where I'm going to sort of land on this whole Juwan Jennings thing. You know, Evan and Guru had some great discussions about it today, and I kind of lean in the direction of Evan from this perspective. In general, in the NFL, when you can remove your love and your emotion for your team and its players, when you can do that, it's a challenge, because that's not how we fan. It's how they run the front office, though.
Yep.
When you can remove emotion most receivers, most, are whatever. I just think that's how football works. Yes, there are exceptions. Don't get me wrong. All those people this weekend that you're going to pick in the first three
Jamar
rounds.
Jamar Chase, number one overall, probably.
Those are exceptions. I'm not saying receivers can't make a difference. But the reason I think the 49ers, and this is why, and I hope it doesn't sound like I'm riding the fence too much, it's why I almost kind of support both positions between Juwan Jennings and the 49ers. I support Juwan being like, this was the right time for me to push a button. But I also support the 49ers in that, if he's asking for a lot, I would say no. And even though it feels desperate because of all the other injuries, you would not suggest, I hope, that the 49ers act out of the moment. In other words, let's give Juwan more money and two more years because Jordan Watkins got hurt? Because DeMarcus Robinson is suspended? Don't do that. Don't make a long-term decision because of a short-term problem. And Juwan Jennings is very good. He's a very good fit. I love what you said, everything he stands for. He's a wonderful 49er. But, as I said yesterday, he's not irreplaceable. And if Juwan does not want to play football, I do think that the Niners, 3, 4, 5 weeks into this season, can put together a receiving core that, when paired with McCaffrey and Kittle, can move the ball down the field.
I think so, too. It's scary right now.
Yes,
but
it is.
The fact that, as scary as it is right now, your healthy receivers are Ricky Pearsall, Sky Moore, who you just acquired yesterday, Robbie Chosen, who I can't even count the number of times he's been signed and released and signed and released.
Almost as many names as he has.
Isaiah Hodgins.
Yep.
Junior Bergen, seventh-round rookie. Malik Turner, who last caught a pass in the NFL in 2021, and Malik Knowles, who was just signed yesterday.
Right.
He was on the team earlier this summer. Those are your healthy receivers right now, and yet you still feel like the Niners haven't made any decisions about Juwan Jennings. I think that tells you everything you need to know about how they're approaching the negotiation.
All right, so how imperative is Juwan Jennings week one? I think is something we would like to discuss. We would love your input. 888-957-9570 is the number. D. Winters is going to join us next. 95.7 The Game and Splash at Thrive City are giving you a chance to host your fantasy draft party in a private room for you and up to 14 friends, loaded draft day food stations, a dedicated server, got the Wi-Fi all taken care of. Willard and Dibs will be there as well. Draft party next Tuesday night, the 26th. We will do our show there. We'll see you there. Listen all week long and every day for a new code word. You can text in once a day. We'll have today's code word coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. You'll text it to 20357 and you'll be good to go. Thanks to Splash at Thrive City for this awesome event. We're also sponsored by Cars for Kids, Cars with a K. D Winners next. Grandy in for Dibs, Willard in Dibs.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Okay, next hour, we'll get you further details on a few things. The fantasy draft that you can win at Splash at Thrive City next week. And then, oh, by the way, a 49ers-related announcement.
Oh.
At three.
Okay.
Okay? But right now, this is not 49er-related. It's just 49er. On the River Islands guest line here on Willard and Dibs with Grandy in for Dibs. So both of our names are Mark, so you can just call us Mark. And do you mind if we call you Demondrick? It's D Winters of the 49ers. Hi, D. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Mark. How are you?
We're doing fine. Yeah, do you mind if I call you Demondrick? Does your family still do that? And when did everybody just start calling you D?
It started pretty early on in my life. Everybody just couldn't say the word, the name right. So D was the easiest way to go. So ever since I was little, they start calling me D, but Demondrick is my real name.
Okay. And do you still get that when you get in trouble, D? Like, Demondrick, get in here.
Yeah, every now and then that happens.
That's great. D, I'm curious what this offseason has been like for you, because this offseason saw longtime starter and fan favorite Dre Greenlaw leave, and once he left, the Niners didn't go out and sign another linebacker to replace him. Do you take that as a vote of confidence from Kyle, from John, from the decision makers, that they felt like you were ready to step into that starting role?
Yeah, I think after putting, a little bit of film on tape last year, I think that kind of gave, John and Kyle some confidence to kind of believe in me and, just give me the opportunity. So when I heard Dre was leaving, I just, took that as it was and kind of just tried to make it my best offseason possible and come in here and improve myself and help my teammates along.
So, D, we all know that Fred kind of runs the show, especially in that linebacker room. I wonder if you could put that into words, though, especially as you move into this spot. What does he do for you?
Oh, man, he just allows me to play a little bit faster. He's played this game for a very long time, and he, has seen it all at this point. So anytime he's in the game, he, gives alerts, and probably 95% of the time he's right, whether that's run or pass. So I'm just having that, vet on the team, that guy, it's been very helpful for me and the linebacker room for sure.
What's it like playing side by side with Fred? And when you are being his, his running mate in that linebacking group, what is the most important skill that other guy has to have, that Dre Greenlaw had, that you hopefully have? What is the most important skill that you need alongside someone like Fred?
Yeah, I think you just need to bring in physicality and being able to do your job. If you can manage those two things, I think, the pairing is always well. And I think that's what, him and Dre had. That was really good was, Dre was going to be very physical and he was going to do his job and it complements, both linebackers if you do that. So I think, like I said, if you have those two things and communication, you two can go a long way. So very excited for this opportunity to keep building chemistry with him and take on this season.
Let's talk about the defense as a whole in a few different ways. D Winters is joining us here on Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Yes, Fred is the leader, but he also seems like, he's so in control. He's just clean. He's just like kind of there. And then Bosa always seems like, even though I know this isn't true, when he talks, he sounds like he's maybe only half awake. So who's the crazy person that like gets everybody going on the defense?
Yeah, I would say Fred. He's our leader. He's our guy on defense. He's the quarterback of the defense. So he kind of gets everybody riled up, you know, and, you know, we're very thankful to have him.
And then to what level is it Saleh? Because we all remember the energy he has on the sideline. So how is the defense going to be different with his fingerprints on it?
Yeah, the defense is going to look a whole lot different this year. I think energy is the biggest thing that Saleh preaches. And you know, the football game is mostly built off of momentum. So anytime we can get energy from the sidelines, the defense, you know, third down and stuff like that, I think that's a huge opportunity for us to just go out there and do what we do.
I'm curious, D, you're talking about Saleh and the energy that he brings. Last time he was the Niners defensive coordinator, you were not yet with the Niners and not yet in the NFL, but I'm sure you talked to Fred Warner, you talked to Nick Bosa, you talked to maybe some holdovers on the coaching staff that had played and coached with Saleh while he was still with the Niners. So what did you hear about Saleh before he became your DC, and has that lived up to what you know about him now that you've had a full offseason with him as the DC?
Yeah, I would say I heard a lot about the energy aspect of, you know, him, how great of a coach he is, and, you know, how well prepped he is. You know, he's going to do his job and, you know, make sure that we're, you know, the game plan is very precise and very, you know, strict. So I think he's done a great job, and he's, you know, been exactly what I thought he was going to be.
D, I know that this is kind of par for the course in football, but it seems like it's turned up all the way to 10 right now on the injury front. Are you guys worried about this, all the injuries?
I mean, I can't really speak on that. I don't really know too much about the injury aspect of the team, but hopefully everybody gets healthy.
What about this? You were a wide receiver in high school, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what do you think, D? There's a need.
You know, to be honest, I wouldn't mind lining up at receiver, catching a few balls, and get back to my old days. But right now, I'm mainly focused on linebacker and doing my job and, you know, being the best I can be for this team.
I mean, Travis Hunter, am I right? You can do this, D.
Yeah.
D, I'm curious about what you think of the rest of the linebacker room. We asked you about Fred Warner, and we all know that's all pro Fred, the best linebacker in the league. You're pretty young. You got a couple of other youngsters in there as well. Nick Martin, a draft pick this past April. Tatum Bethune was a draft pick the year prior. I liked what both those guys did in Vegas in that second preseason game. What about those two young guys who are pushing for, you know, that third linebacker spot and then depth as well? What have you seen from those guys?
Man, I just seen a bunch of growth, especially from Tatum. Just year one, year two, just his ability to communicate and run the defense, you know, pretty good. As far as Nick Martin, I think he just flies around, man. I think he's very physical, very smart linebacker, and I'm excited to see what he's going to do this year.
D. Winters is with us here on Willard and Dibbs. Grandy's in for Dibbs on 95.7 The Game and talking things out as we get closer and closer to the season. D., I wonder to what level – do you kind of, I wonder players in general, to what level do you kind of look at the schedule and start breaking things down in your mind? I know George Kittle, for instance, recently commented and said, I don't like how everyone keeps saying this is an easy schedule because it's the NFL. But to what level are you kind of diving in and looking at things week by week right now?
Yeah, I would pretty much piggyback off what, you know, George said. It is the NFL and no game is easy. So I think just taking, a game one week at a time and focusing on that, and that's the best thing that we could possibly do.
D, I'm curious if you guys talk about expectations for the season at all, because on the outside, I don't know if you're on social media, if you hear a lot of this or not, on the outside there's a lot of talk about if the Super Bowl window is open or if it's closed, if this is a rebuild, a retool, however you want to describe it. Do you guys in that locker room talk about expectations and what you want to accomplish as a team this season? Does that happen maybe closer to week one? Does it go unsaid entirely? Do you guys talk about expectations, goals for the team?
I mean, the expectation is to win the Super Bowl, but in order to do that, we got to take, you know, every day, one day at a time, and, you know, just do the best of our ability that one day, and hopefully eventually, you know, we'll be back here in the Bay in February.
D, I wonder about this, because you're still a young player. You're not a rookie, but you're still a very young player. It feels like the Niners are going to be relying on rookies, at least in some spots this year. What's your thought on how long it took you to really feel ready to contribute at the NFL level?
Yeah. You know, to be honest, I think that first year was a huge curveball for me, you know, actually being in the box, playing linebacker. So I would say my process was a little different rather than, you know, some of the people on our team. So, you know, I think as far as D linemen, cornerbacks and safeties and stuff like that, I think they've done a really good job of coming in, learning the playbook faster and, you know, processing everything. And, you know, I'm excited for them.
With all those youngsters, specifically on defense, D, it feels like there's, from those of us on the outside, a wide range of outcomes. You have a number of these young guys who step in and immediately are good. This could turn out to be, you know, a top 10, top 5 defense. Do you and a lot of the youngsters, like, exclude Fred Warner, exclude Nick Bosa, exclude D'Amador Lenore, exclude those proven guys, but you're going to have a lot of youngsters at almost every other position. Does that young group really take over a sense of pride, knowing that you guys can be the reason why this defense takes a major step forward?
Yeah, I think a bunch of young guys are excited for this opportunity, you know, that we have, including me. So I think everybody has done a great job of coming in, you know, every day, trying to get better and improving ourselves. And, you know, we're excited for week one and for the season.
D, and this is D Winters, we're hanging out with here on 95.7 The Game. I want to ask you about a couple of individuals on the offensive side that you've got to go against in practice, and you tell us what kind of challenges they present. Let's start with Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah, I think Ricky has done a great job this training camp of just, you know, being on, doing his job and running crisp routes and, you know, just the little things that, you know, Kyle asks of him. And, you know, I think he's killed it.
Okay, and then what about Brock Purdy? How do you read him?
Brock Purdy, man, he's just a guy who's going to show up and, you know, work his tail off. You know, I'm very excited to see what he does this year. And, you know, it's been a challenge going against him. You know, he's a pretty smart quarterback, so just seeing that look every day has made me better, and I'm excited that, you know, I get the opportunity every day during practice.
And do you get matched up with George a lot on certain plays?
A few times I have. George is the best tight end in the league, there's no question. So anytime I can get the opportunity, I'm excited for it, and, you know, it's been very competitive.
He's a chatty one out there. What's your most memorable moment conversation with George on the practice field?
Well, to be honest, I mean, he'll run a route, even though the ball isn't thrown to him, he'll just start laughing or something like that. So, but that's probably the most memorable moment I've had with George.
What about McCaffrey? Because as a linebacker, oftentimes you're tasked with defending whoever comes out of the backfield. Have you ever come across a running back that is more difficult to defend out in when he's running a route than Christian McCaffrey?
No, I honestly don't think I have, except for, you know, Jahmyr Gibbs or... That's honestly probably it. But Christian has given me the best look I could possibly get in this league. And, you know, I thank him so much for that. And, you know, that's really it.
D, you're a player who's played in both a college football playoff game, including the national championship game, and the Super Bowl. You played in a college football semifinal, and then you also played in the actual national championship game. I wonder how those experiences compare to your experience in the Super Bowl. Like, the pomp and circumstance, everything that leads into it, the nerves maybe pregame. How would you compare and contrast what a college football playoff game feels like versus what a Super Bowl feels like?
I mean, to be honest, I think it was the same for me. I think the preparation was the same. I think it was just a little bit more nervous because, you know, everybody talks about it in the beginning of the year, but when you're actually there and it's go time, I think, you know, a lot of nerves tend to come up. But as far as compare and contrast, I think they're honestly pretty similar. And, you know, I'm very grateful that I got to experience both things.
And I was looking back at that semifinal game when you were at TCU, member of the Horned Frogs. In the semis, you took on Michigan, who was undefeated at that time. And that was one of the more entertaining football games I've ever watched. I remember it. And you had a pick six in that game, and you helped the Horned Frogs upset undefeated Michigan, who at the time had Ronnie Bell, former teammate of yours with the Niners, and Jake Moody, current kicker. I wonder, in the locker room, do you ever hold that pick six and that win over Jake Moody's head?
Yeah, I did a little bit my rookie year, but now we kind of just let it go because it's been a few years. But, you know, every time something comes up, I'll just give them a little reminder and let them know that, hey, we beat y'all and there's nothing you can say to me right now. So,
yeah. Poor kicker. Wasn't a damn thing you could do about it either, right? Hey,
yeah,
why'd you last to the sixth round?
What's that? I'm sorry.
Why did you last to the sixth round in the draft?
Why did I laugh?
Yeah, why, you know what I mean? Like, you're a good player. Like, why? What do you think it was that people missed?
I think it was just in the league. I think they wanted me more of in the box, and I really didn't have that much in the box linebacker on film. So I would probably say that was a huge reason, but that's about it.
And D, I always love to learn a little bit more about where guys come from. Tell us about Burton, Texas.
It's about a population of 300 people, if that. A 2A in Texas, very small school, and it's just a country life out there.
Are you probably a pretty big deal when you go back there, I would think.
A little bit, not too much.
No, I mean, if they like name a street after you or anything like that? 300 people?
No, not yet. We'll work on that one.
Well, yeah, I think being a starter for the Niners might help. So, good luck with that. But D, thank you very much. Great to have you on and get to know you a little bit better.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you all.
Okay.
Thanks, D.
That's D. Winters. Mm. Going to be starting right next to Fred Warner this year. Opposite, or taking over, basically, for what Dre Greenlaw used to do.
And he said the key is just be physical.
Yeah.
Just be quick and physical. He's got some speed. He can go sideline to sideline.
I'm excited about what they have there in D. Winters. And for whatever reason, I don't know what this characteristic is of the Niners. It's not perfect. But it's better than basically at least not having this, which is they keep finding dudes in the fifth and sixth round and seventh round for that matter.
We're talking about Juwan Jennings, seventh round pick.
And Brock Purdy and D. Winters and the guy he's replacing, Dre Greenlaw.
Talanoa Hufanga was a late pick.
George Kittle and all of this. Yep. I know that people, and rightfully so, have their reservations about what the Niners have done in the first couple rounds of drafts in the John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan era. But you cannot argue with what happens starting in the fifth round. It's been insane.
Yeah, and they traded the sixth round pick yesterday, got back a seventh and Sky Moore. Maybe they have more success in the seventh than the sixth.
What's funny, though, is you can't be you can't be flippant with those picks. Like, oh, all they did was give up a sixth. Yeah, that's D winners. Like, they've done really good. They've done a good job of finding people down there.
They should just trade away all their first and second round picks and get every pick in the fifth round.
Yeah, they should have gotten a better receiver and given up a second rounder. Hello, Niners. Come on.
I have the strategy. Yeah.
Wake up.
John Lynch, here's a hint.
Anyway, cool to talk to D Winters. Demondrick Winters. So when he misses a tackle, his name is Demondrick. When he makes an interception,
scream at the TV.
His name is
Demondrick.
Exactly. Get down here for dinner, Demondrick. But no, that's D Winters, and seems like a good dude with his head
possibly
on straight. Yeah.
Do you remember watching that TCU Michigan college football semifinal?
I remember exactly where I was. I was in Las Vegas, Nevada.
56-48 or something
It was incredible.
The most insane college football game I can remember watching in recent years.
Yep.
And he was amazing in that game.
And I will say, for those of you who watch college football, I got into a big conversation on the Sunday show with Ephraim about this last week, and I know you love college football. You're a big Oregon fan and everything. And TCU that year is, and there have been a number of these examples, I find it to be one of the biggest turnoffs in sports when people look at what are called the mid-major teams and they just assume, oh, that's silly. They're not going to be able to compete. They're not going to be able to this, that. And then they use the examples, and it feels like maybe 65% of the time when the Boise States or the whatevers kind of get in there, and they do get beat. And then people will be like, see, we shouldn't do this anymore. We should be taking four teams from the SEC, a couple of Big Tens, let's move on. It's like it's so anti-sport. And my wish for college football is that they remove all debate. Just remove all of the guesswork and the conversation and do like all of the other sports and just have automatic qualifiers. Like set up a system just like the NFL. If you are this team, you are in. If you are not this team, you are not in. That's it. And you notice we get over it when something funky happens. When someone wins the NFC South at 8-9, we get over it. Is it stupid? Maybe. But maybe. And they host the game the first week. Get over it. And please remove all of the anti-sport opinion, which is, in this case, telling kids you won't succeed if you get to the big level, even though a number of times they have. And I love D. Winter's TCU team for what they were able to do that year.
Upset undefeated Michigan, who then the next year went on and won the championship.
Exactly.
Like that's, and then we can forget about what happened in the national championship game that year when Georgia beat TCU by 60 points. But
well, Georgia was the best
team. Has more to do with Georgia than it does with TCU.
Right, or whatever. It's one game, and so what? Maybe they did,
College football is headed that way, where you're just going to have a lot of automatic qualifiers. Now, you're also going to have to ask these 18, 19, 20-year-old kids to play, like, an extra four or five games every year.
Great.
It means more football for us.
I mean, let's do this. What are y'all doing in December?
I'm watching football.
No, what are they doing in December? I love when people go, oh, but Mark, the calendar. You sit there from Thanksgiving to New Year's Day doing bubkis or acting like the Weed Eater Hawaii Bowl has more than eight people there. Do something
with these things. The Pop-Tarts Bowl.
Hello. Do something with your calendar. Put football in it. And let's play.
It's going to happen eventually.
Yes, eventually. I hate that we all know it's going to happen. It's like, just do it then.
There was a proposal, I think, last week. They're going to go to like a 32-team playoff or something crazy.
I don't think it'll be that big. But, yeah, that was thrown out there. That was thrown out there because the Big Ten and the SEC would essentially like to qualify their entire conference.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, okay, fine, whatever.
Congrats,
I don't care.
Just, Maryland. Congrats, Rutgers. You're in the college football playoff.
Well, there should be like
Illinois.
There's a way to do this.
Like, Northwestern.
If you don't win eight games, you're out. You're not. Again, I just want rules. Like, let's just follow the rules. If you don't win eight games, you're out. If you're however many you want to do. You want to do four in the SEC? Great. First, second, third, fourth. You're in. Let's move on. I don't care. As long as you got eight wins, you're in. Let's do this. But stop with the, like, let's all get in a circle and stare at each other and talk over a boardroom and then come out and be like, yup, Oklahoma's in. Says who? Like, what is this process?
Remember when a computer decided who the national champion was?
God. Yeah, except for who's putting data into the computer.
Did you hear how Auburn just randomly decided we're going to claim four extra national championships now?
Of course. You mean there's cheating in politics in the SEC? What? How dare you? All right, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. We're also sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change this Labor Day weekend. Be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil and check your tires, battery, and fluids before you head down the coast or over the Golden Gate. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com. The 3 o'clock hour means another code word for you to text in and see if you can get your draft at Splash at Thrive City coming up next Tuesday. We will get back to the Juwan Jennings situation and much more, but the most important thing coming up next, got a pretty big dang 49er-related announcement.
Ooh.
That we're going to make right here on Willard and Dibbs.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.